Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
All right, welcome into the Lake Show. News Talk 830 WCCO on this steamy Friday evening. Henry Lake and Jonathan Lowe until 6:30. Twins pregame starts at 6:30. Then we'll follow up a little bit later in the evening after the Twins and Brewers. And we'll wrap it all up with Final Pitch. Happy to be back on the show. Missed the last couple of days. Hopefully I sound okay, J-Lo. But it was one of those situations where I am dealing with the swelling still of having a wisdom tooth removed. So, that's what I'm dealing with right now. But I'm happy to be back. Happy to talk Twins baseball. And specifically,
Before you get going, I commiserate with you. I know the pain of having wisdom teeth taken out. It is not fun at all, especially when you are past the age of, 25.
Yeah, and the situation is this. About 15, 16 years ago, I had a couple of wisdom teeth taken out, so I didn't have all four taken out because at the time I was told, look, you don't need to have all of them taken out because you need these two taken out and these other ones aren't necessarily a problem. I probably should have had it all done at the same time because just recently my doctor said, hey, you know, your wisdom tooth right here on the right side, it's creating a little bit of an issue for the tooth right next to it. Eventually, at some point, we got to address it, whatever. Well, I'm going in for, like, you know, a deep cleaning a few days ago. And while I'm all numbed up, she's like, you know what? What we're going to do is we're just going to go ahead and take that tooth out right now. When I went there, I was not anticipating that. It ended up being the case, which meant that I was texting Brad Lane a little bit later, like, yeah, I'm not going to be into work tomorrow. But it's all good. It's, you know, I'm recovering. I'm not the first nor the last person to have to deal with this issue. So, yeah. But I'm feeling pretty good. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty good because the Twins are back in action, and yesterday's win against the Cincinnati Reds is bigger than I think most people think. And this is the reason why. The Twins needed to snap that losing streak. We all know that for sure. But it felt like the type of win that's going to bring you some confidence. And J-Lo, you know, with the Twins kind of spiraling a little bit here, faltering the last week and a half, ever since Pablo got injured, and then Zebby ended up going on the injured list after that. You could tell that the confidence was shaken with the team. The team was trying to figure out, like, what is the next step? How do we proceed through this? How do we continue to maintain, you know, being a really good baseball team? Because there's a lot of questions. For the last, when they had that stretch in that run of 13 consecutive wins, they're playing really, really great baseball for like 5 or 6 weeks. It was the strength of the pitching and at times the strength of the, you know, the offense, but it was primarily the pitching. Now we've got questions about the pitching. Bailey Ober has not looked like himself the last 3 weeks. There's a lot of questions about him. Chris Paddock even though he just recently got the win, he's been shaky too. So I think they were all kind of like, I don't want to say like struggling with trying to grasp what the Twins are. I think that we know what the Twins are. The Twins are a good team, but the pitching has to be the part of this team that, for the most part, you want to lean on. Now, when you have issues with the pitching, that means somebody else has got to step up. And so the offense, we need the offense to step up like they did yesterday. But I think that yesterday was kind of a confidence-building type of win. It was a stop-the-bleeding win, and it was also a win that gets you back to 500, okay? And look, you know this, and I think you would agree with this, J-Lo, that when you're struggling and you fall below 500, when you get back to 500, that's a confidence builder. That is like you can breathe again, you can move from there, and you can think about all the ways that you can build on that. Would you agree with that?
Absolutely.
So knowing that they get back to 500, now it's like, okay, let's plot the next step on how we build on being a good baseball team, number one. Number two, and I think that this is really significant. When you look at Byron Buxton right now, he's the guy. Like, he's playing like the guy that you can put the team on his shoulders. And I'll say this, and I don't care what any Twins fan thinks about this, because I know maybe a few of you will laugh at this because of the contract, but the way that Byron Buxton is playing right now, in this specific moment, he's underpaid. If he continues to produce like this, he's underpaid. Now, with that being said, the reason why he got the contract that he did was because you look at Byron Buxton and you're like, you know what? The potential for him to be a superstar is there, but what are the issues? He's often injured, right? Like, he misses a lot of time. And we're not sure how many games that he will miss. If he continues to be healthy, let me go ahead and knock on the wood, then you've got one heck of a deal there. I know that he's a $100 million baseball player. But right now, when you look around Major League Baseball, J-Lo, and you see the salaries continue to escalate, I would dare anybody out there to say that I'm wrong in saying that if Buxton continues to play at this level, that he's not underpaid. Because he is.
So I'm trying to remember the year. I think it was 2022, the season where he started out on fire. And that first month of the season, he was hitting everything. He was fielding everything. People were talking about him legitimately as an MVP candidate. I think it was 22, because that was the year he had 28 homers. So you knew the potential was always there. It's just, could he stay on the field? And if he plays to his potential, yes, he is a top-level, top-tier center fielder in the major leagues. But you're so shy to go that far because, again, you don't know when the injury is going to hit. You hope it doesn't hit, but you don't know when it's going to hit if it does. Just like he was out with the concussion after colliding with Correa. Looks like since he's been back, he's been great.
Mm-hmm.
And I was just listening to Dan Hayes from The Athletic, and he was talking about that. But again, there's another injury to go on the list. And so you're nervous. You're anxious about trying to put your full weight of support behind him staying on the field.
Yeah, but he's shown there's a couple things. And we can take a phone call or even a text, 651-461-9226. There's a transition with this Twins organization with the players that we tend to see every day, position players. And the transition is this. For the last 5 years, our concerns about the Twins taking the next step and our concerns about injuries always revolved around Byron Buxton. In my opinion, that's changed. Okay. Now, I'm not saying that Byron Buxton is past the injuries. I'm not saying that. Because the sample size, look, he had, the concussion protocol a couple weeks ago, and that's a different type of situation than some of the other injuries that he's had in years past. I get that. But I'm not going to sit here and act as though his injury history doesn't matter anymore. that I'm going to just go ahead and hit the browser and just delete it, because you can't do that. It's still relevant to the conversation. But I have moved on from that being the concern from an injury perspective to the concern about Royce Lewis. He is the one I'm concerned about more with injuries than Byron Buxton. Now, I don't know if the average Twins fan will agree with me on that, but that's just how I feel. I am more concerned about, is Royce Lewis ever going to be healthy again versus Byron Buxton? Because if what we're seeing from Royce is just what we're going to get, then I don't know how many more years you're going to have Royce be a guy that you're going to lean on in this organization. I just don't know. But 651-461-9226. We've got the big weekend. Twins, Brewers. Won't be at the ballpark tonight, unfortunately. Dealing with the swelling in this whole wisdom tooth, you know, extraction. That J-Lo, do you have all of yours out?
Yes, I was going to say, I've had all of mine taken out since I started working here. So in the last 15 years, I had it, and again, like you, I had them out in two different stints. I had to get one out because it was the area around the gum was infected, so mm-hmm. It had to come out at that time. And they said, "Do you want them all out?" And I'm just like, "No, no, no, no." And I got the other three out. I want to say about 5 years later, 4 or 5 years later, I got the other three out.
Well, this is the thing. I wish I'd have known this. Because I learned this going to my dentist, and she's phenomenal, just a few days ago. I wish I'd have known this 16 years ago. I wish they had told me that the older you get, the harder it is for them to come out.
Ding, 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 ding.
Because I would have just did all four at that time.
I'll relay a really quick story that backs that up. In college, going into sophomore year in college, and I'm there a few days before classes start so that we can do – I'm training, I'm doing an orientation class for freshmen coming into to the school. And there's a bunch of us there. We're going to do our training a few days before classes start. And we're like, "Oh, where's this one guy?" And it's like, "Oh, yeah, he was back home. He got his wisdom teeth taken out yesterday." I'm like, "Oh, okay, he'll be a few days." Not 10 minutes later, here he comes walking in the door, smile on his face. And you're like, "Wait, didn't you get your wisdom teeth taken out yesterday?" He's like, "Yeah." And he was there, and like nothing happened. Oh, to be 20 again.
Oh, my gosh. I wish I had known about that many, many years ago. All right, 651-461-9226. Henry Lake joining you here on the Lake Show. I'm going to have final pitch a little bit later with Jonathan Lowe, talking with a little bit of a lisp today just because of the wisdom tooth situation. And I got a fundraiser I got to talk, you know, be at tomorrow briefly. For at least about an hour or so. But, hey, you know what? This is not a problem. I'm not complaining.
Can you
it's
mime?
It's just another day in the life.
Can you mime at all?
Can you mime? That wouldn't do the organization any good. We'll take a break. We'll come back. Lake Show, Twins pregame starting at 6:30.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
Couple more minutes of the Lake Show. Then we got Twins pregame coming up in just a matter of moments. Milwaukee Brewers in town. I love being at the ballpark when they're facing the Brewers just because I like to see us beat them. Nice rivalry. Not going to be able to do it tonight. But it's all good. I'll be watching and listening, and then we will do final pitch a little bit later this evening with one Jonathan Lowe. Quickly, I did want to get to everybody says this. It's the best thing in sports is a game seven. And we're going to get one this weekend, J-Lo. I don't know if you have a rooting interest in the NBA Finals, but I said this before the finals started, and I've been proven right. A lot of times, especially when I do remotes with Christopher Tubbs for some reason, his takes just aren't that great, and mine are great for some reason. I'm sorry, I got a slam dunk on him. Twins-related takes. But it wasn't, and I'm messing with Chris when I say that, because we didn't have a disagreement about the NBA Finals. So I'm joking and having fun at his expense. But with regards to the NBA Finals, I said this on location at Inbound Brewing, and I've stated it one other time, and I've been proven right with this take, is that regardless of how you view this particular, like, Indiana versus OKC. Oh, I don't like the Pacers. Oh, I don't like OKC. These are two smaller markets. There's no, you know, super duper stars here. Like household names, unless you're a diehard NBA fan. I said at the beginning, without question, this was going to be an awesome series that everybody should pay attention to, because these are two teams that are going to give their all. It's a great matchup, and you have to get your head out of the ratings game. You got to get your head away from the, oh, well, there's not enough big names. Because, look, in my opinion, in watching basketball in all the years that I've watched it, I understand as a diehard basketball guy the talent of Pascal Siakam. I understand the talent of Miles Turner. Like, guys that the average person, the casuals, don't care about. They'd be like, who's Miles Turner? I don't even know what school Pascal Siakam went to. Who is he? He didn't go to a blue blood. I don't care about all that. What I'm telling you is that when you look at the matchups, and you look at, you want to see good matchups and good basketball and storylines there, you got it here. So you have to get out of the mindset of big market this, superstars here. Yeah, of course, we would have all loved for the Minnesota Timberwolves and Anthony Edwards to have been in the finals. I wanted them to go to the finals. And quite frankly, the way that Indiana has fought against OKC, I'm embarrassed that we only won one game against OKC. We should have won more games against OKC. But that's it for another day. The bottom line is, J-Lo, and I don't know how you feel about this, we have truly been blessed with a really good NBA Finals series, and we get a Game 7 here this weekend.
So I will say this. The games themselves, there hasn't been a lot of drama late. I'll say that. But
game
as far
one.
But as far as the Game 1, Game 5, or Game 4 had a lot of drama. But the tug, the push and pull between the two franchises – the chess game that goes into how you're going to attack this person or how you're going to lay off this person, that has been fascinating with this series. And people don't recognize this. They don't acknowledge this. And if you listen to ESPN, if you listen to some of these other sports networks, they know it because they're basketball heads. They're hoop heads on these area, on these stations. These are the two best teams in the NBA since January 1st, since the beginning of 2025. This has not been the case for the entire season, but since January 1, and again, we're on June 20th, folks. This is 5+ months of, yes, we know it, we know what you got. These have been the two best teams in the league. And so the drastic change in how these two teams play defense, how these two teams have a pace to the game, want their pace to be run. It's been a fascinating watch to see how they've counterbalanced or interacted with each other and changed and tweaked things around.
Yeah, it's just been really fun. And if you are a sports fan, and we're talking about digesting good sports, how could you hate on this? There isn't any room to hate. I get it that some of the games have not really been that competitive. I will give you that. I think that's a great point that you brought up, J-Lo. But all in all, it's been a fun series to watch.
Yes.
There's been the storylines about Tyrese Halliburton. We talked about the MVP and Shai Gilgeous-Alexander. We've seen the rise of Jalen Williams for OKC. We talked about, you know, guys coming off the bench for the Indiana Pacers and T.J. McConnell and his story. And he's got a sister. Think about that. You're T.J.'s dad. You've got an NBA player in the finals and your daughter's you got a daughter that's also in the WNBA. Like, how cool is that? To me, this has been a lot of fun. And I don't think if you're an NBA fan, you could have asked it to roll out any better than this. Yeah, if you're an NBA fan and you're all about the big market, this and that, whatever, you're probably one of those screaming, oh, I would have loved to see LeBron and Luka face the New York Knicks in the finals. I don't care about all that. I'm going to see good basketball.
This is my quick take. If you are only interested in the big markets or in the superstar names,
yep,
then cut out two-thirds of the league. Just have the leagues be 8 to 10 teams in New York, Chicago, Boston, L.A., San Francisco, Dallas, and Miami, and Boston and Washington, D.C., and Philadelphia. And then be done with it.
I do think that also, too, and I'll get more into this next week, but I think that this needs to be a wake-up call for Anthony Edwards and the Minnesota Timberwolves. What Indiana has done with OKC, it should hopefully turn the light bulb on. We'll get to Twins baseball right now with Twins pregame. After the game, the Brewers taking on our Minnesota Twins. I've got you for Final Pitch right here on the Good Neighbor.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Lowe's, this Veterans Day and every day, verified military members, veterans, and their spouses get automatic silver status in MyLowe's Rewards with free standard shipping, plus 10% off eligible purchases with no annual limit. It's one way we honor and give back to those who have served and still do. Learn more now at Lowe's.com/military. 10% discount can't be combined with another offer. Exclusions, terms, and conditions apply. Loyalty program subject to terms and conditions. Details at Lowe's.com/terms. Subject to change.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.